Good morning. Funny, isn't it, how you suddenly get an idea out of the blue? And here's the idea that came out of the blue a couple of seconds ago. And it's this. Who would you include if you were putting together a list of the most genuinely attractive people in business today? If they were the only words you had in front of you and you had to interpret them your way, not my way, not Roger Overall's way, not Mark Cotton's way, not Jane Boyd's way, not Chris Brogan's way, not AJ Leon's way, but your way. Who are the most, for you, the most genuinely attractive people in business today? Genuinely. Now, to me, I might as well share a little bit while I'm at it. Genuine is authentic, real, no bullshit, no hype. There's something that you feel immediately safe and familiar and, well, reliable, real. I don't really mean safe, actually, but genuine, anyway, whatever that word means to you. So they have to be attractive. In other words, they attract you. They don't go running out to you, pulling you in their direction by advertising or anything like that, but you are drawn towards them. I suppose, what makes something attractive? Well, that varies. It could be the tone of voice that somebody uses. It could be the extent to which they reveal something about themselves which helps you. It could be anything. What makes another person attractive? I mean, we're all so various and we have different moods and times, and very hard to tie that word down, isn't it? Genuinely attractive in business. Well, business is business is business, isn't it, really, if you're in business? But, you know, business can mean a not-for-profit that's out there to change the world. It isn't, business isn't a word that has to be confined to making money. In fact, lots of businesses, you know how we use the phrase, that's none of your business. Well, that is my business. It is my business to, I don't know, change the world for the better. So the word business can be quite flexible, really. Today, genuinely attractive in business today. Now, today is different from, you know, before the internet was invented, before you reached the age of whatever age you are. So it's today. Who would you put on your list of, I mean, if you were, even the hardest thing is, of course, to come up with anything like a definitive list. But suppose you were to put a list together as a bit of an experiment for a bit of fun, and you were to get out a bit of paper and you were to write down a list of people who you find at present genuinely attractive in business today. Who'd make that list? Yeah, that's 6 minutes past nine on a Tuesday morning, and I'm getting myself psyched up, I suppose you'd say, or ready to record a podcast, which is all about that, how to be genuinely attractive in business today. And I record that podcast with Roger Overall, who's a very good friend of mine, who lives up the road from me in Glanmire in Cork. In fact, you know, I could walk from my house to his house. It's a bit of a hill, and I've got a wonky knee at the moment. It's not very funny trying to walk very far. But he has a dog, and he comes down and walks his dog and my dog together. So we do have quite a bit of time with each other. But these days, we don't see each other much in between the recording of the podcast. So we settle down on a Tuesday morning in a place called Blackrock Castle Observatory, which is indeed an observatory, and it is indeed in a castle, and but it's a place that lots of kids visit as well, and adults visit, in order to learn about the universe, the Milky Way, the stars, and I don't know, Neptune, and I believe these days Pluto is no longer a planet. I believe it's a dwarf planet, I've learned. So anyway, we go into the cafe there, which is where they treat us really nicely, meaning that they recognize us every time we come back every week, and they say good morning, and they say, would you like something? And I think it's just lovely. You feel like you're back on home territory. I mean, I'm all in favor of going to new cafes as well, but to go back to one which knows you, it's nice, isn't it? It really is. It's kind of a very attractive thing, actually, to be known, to be recognized, to be... So, yeah, so we record this podcast, and we do it because we love doing it, and we like talking to each other about the topic, and we're, you know, very interested in the topic of how you can be genuinely attractive in business. Roger and I both want to be genuinely attractive, but more than that, we're practicing how to help other people to be genuinely attractive. And that's a trickier business, really, to be genuinely, to help others to be genuinely attractive is, well, I don't find it the easiest thing in the world, because I have to keep saying to myself is, you know, is it helpful to another person if I say this? Would they find that helpful? And you're trying to say what you think yourself, and you're trying to say what you feel yourself, and trying to say what pops up in your imagination at the time out of the blue. And at the same time, you put it through a type of, at least I do, put it through some sort of a discerning process in which, discriminating process in which sometimes I restrain myself from saying things, and most times I just say what comes into my head during the conversation. But how to be genuinely attractive in business today? You do a podcast in order to help other people with it. That's a big thing, and we draw on other people who we find very attractive. So far, the main people we've focused on are, well, by a long shot, Chris Brogan is by far the number one guy who's been discussed in the podcast, and he makes himself available in the form of ideas, and he's a very sharing person, so we have no difficulty, you know, finding material from Chris Brogan to discuss and consider. And on the way, we tap in a few of our own ideas. But you have to give great credit to Chris Brogan. He doesn't have to put it out there and give you something to bounce off. And then the other guy is also a very attractive guy. He's AJ Leon. And he goes round challenging people to find their own way and, you know, be the artist that you are within. And I suppose in that sense, I always think of Seth Godin and his book Lynchpin as a sort of influential text in the back of my mind. But now I'm about to turn into, well, for those of you who know it, I'm about to turn into a little road called Castle Road. And a signpost, little brown signpost saying Blackrock Castle Observatory, and a little blue sign on the post there saying Neighbourhood Watch, and football fields on the right hand side here. It's all Gaelic football, by the way, because they're goalposts with uprights that extend above it, and a big sign for the Evening Echo, which is the scoreboard on the right hand side here. And there's a purple bin on the left-hand side, and a man cycling along on his bicycle in front of me too. So it's, I mean, this is what you'd notice if you just talked about what you saw. And there's another one saying the Cork Camogie Board, private property. That may be the headquarters of, you know, basically women's hurling for women. That's what Camogie is. And not that I know that much about it, except my local Camogie club in Glenmire asked me very, very nicely last Saturday if I'd be willing to come and talk to the girls in the Camogie Club about how they could use Audioboo for their club. And I thought, that's a great idea. Oh, I just love the idea of people being able to, local clubs, sports people, doesn't matter what kind of a club, to be honest, using audio to experiment with becoming more attractive, attracting other people to them, and just enjoying the process of playing with audio. I mean, you just never know if somebody at the age of 14 and 15, which I assume these girls are playing camogie, if they get into using audio at 13, 14, I mean, they might be on the radio at some stage in the future. Right, that's it. We're pulling up here, Paul. 12 minutes past nine. How? Oh, yeah, do share somehow or other. Or even just do it for yourself, you know. A list of people you find genuinely attractive in business. Yeah. Okay, off to record Business Jazz Podcast. Bye.